Dr. Halberdier dictating a clinic note on Robert Williams, 8581. Patient here for refills, also complaints of chronic lethargy, working 60, 70 hours a week, vital signs within normal limits, no known allergies, current medications are lisinopril hydrochloric azide, 20, 12.5, has medical history of hypertensive and disease and hyperlipidemia. Surgical history, none. Present illness, per my discussion, states that he's been off his blood pressure medicines for 6 months, has not been checking his blood pressure regularly, but did check it a few days ago and stated it was 150 over 100. Blood pressure today in office was within normal limits, 139 over 66. Review of symptoms, patient denies history of snoring or sleep disturbance. Social history positive with history of long work hours, 65 to 70 hours a week. Physical exam, general appearance, no acute distress, head, eyes, ears, and nose, and throat, TMs clear, pupils, extraauditory canals. TMs clear, extraauditory canals clear. Pupils equal around the back to the light and accommodation, extraocular muscles intact, penoscopic exam benign, nasal mucosa noted to be swollen and congested, oral pharynx negative for inflammation or exudates, neck with slight swelling and tenderness to right inframandibular area. Lungs clear the auscultation of percussion, heart rate and rhythm without murmurs or galloping, not displaced. Abdomen without organomegaly or tinnitus, bowel sounds overactive, back no CVA or spinal tinnitus, skin within normal limits, extremities negative for sinus, edema, throbbing, purple pulses present and equal, neurological cranial nerves. 2-12 present, orientated times 4, no motor sensory deficits noted, looted in effect within normal limits. Impression was hypertension with poor compliance of monitoring with blood pressure. Lethargy probably from chronic sleep deprivation. Palpitations by history with EKG and office showing normal sinus rhythm. Anxiety disorder by history, off regular medications. Taking sertraline 100 milligrams daily. Medications were refilled. Patient was advised to come back in 3 months with recommended lab studies to be obtained on that visit. Patient cautioned to monitor blood pressure on and off medications and to adjust those as discussed. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.